We continue on the second line down from the wide lines on Chaf Ches Amid Beis. We are going through or discussing different remedies for pains in terms of the ancient remedies. And now we have a few remedies for some form of ear infection. Rabbi Avo Chash Be'udne. Rabbi Avo had ear pain. Orila Rabbi Yochanan Ramila Beit Medrasha. Either it was Rabbi Yochanan who came up with the remedy, or he heard it in the Beis Medrash. My Orila, what was the remedy? Ki hadam Rabaye. It's based on what Abaye said. Amrili aim. My mother told me, lo ibri kulyusa el l'udna, that kidneys were created to help the ears. V'amar Rava, amrili minyumi asya. I was told by minyumi, who is a healer, kulu shakinhu kashu l'udna, Labar mimaya de kulyusa. All liquids are not helpful for an ear infection other than water from a kidney. So what should you do? Lase kulyusa de barcha karcha. Take the kidney of a goat. Velikri shesi ve'erev and rip it up. Velenich amalala denura. Put it on hot coals. Burn it out a little bit. And the liquid that comes out of this kidney, put it into the ear. But make sure that the liquid, when you put it into the ear, is lukewarm. It's room temperature. Not hot and not cold. And if that doesn't work, or if you don't have that available, take the fat of a beetle, Chipusha gamal nisa, velifshar, melt the fat, velishtibe, and place it on the ear, ve'ilo, and if that doesn't work, or you don't have it, lemalye leudne mishcha, fill the ear with oil, velevitshev psilta, daaspasasa, take 7 wicks of stalks made out of some form of a green stalk, Rashi says. Velesi shufsu de tuma, then take dried garlic leaves. Velesuv barka bechad resha, and take some animal hair, or tie some animal hair to one end of the wick. Velistibunura, and let it light on fire. Veidach resha mosabun, on the other side of the wick, you put it in the ear. So you have this, this mechanism where you're putting one end of the wick in your ear and the other end is lit on fire, and I guess it just causes heat. The heat will transfer through this wick, which maybe will give it some comfort. The idach resha, I did that. Velesa udne lahadanura, and then place the ear by the fire. V'yizdar mizika, but be careful of the wind. I guess the wind could cause, if the wind is blowing heavily, it'll cause the fire to go onto your face. V'nishkol chada v'nanach, and you have 7 of these wicks, so do it one at a time. When each one burns out, you take it off and place the next one in. Lishnachrina, or another way to understand it, instead of taking 7 wicks of green stalks, v'ilo lysi shef silta bikra, take 7 wicks made of animal hair, v'shayef la mishcha de aspasa, rub them with this oil of this aspasa, these stalks, these vegetable stalk, I don't know, v'nesi chad resha benura, place one end of the wick in a fire, v'chad resha b'une, and one end in the ear, v'nishkol chad v'nachad, do this 7 times. V'yizdar mizika, again, be careful from the wind so that your face doesn't light on fire. V'ilo, and if that doesn't work or you don't have anything available, laisi udra dinada delo mashkif, take some colored wool which has not been beaten, hasn't been combed, v'nanach ba, place it in the ear, v'litalia v'lisie l'udne, place, and then again, place it on fire, the other end on fire, and be careful from the wind. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, lase guvsa tekanya atika, take some atika bar mea shnin. I don't know how you find this, but I guess they were selling these things. Take a reed tube, a shvoferes, Rashi says, shalkana, some sort of reed, which is in tube form, which you can stick into the ear, which is 100 years old. Filinalcha milcha galanisa, and salt it with the rock salt, velikale, and then burn this reed, velidavik, and then apply it to the ear. V'simanach, and how can you, a mnemonic device to remember this, retiva liyaveshta, moist remedy works for dry infection of some sort, via vegetable retiva, and when you have a dry, and when you have something which is a moist infection, use something dry. So always use the opposite. Amar Rabba Bar Zutra, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Malin is nine b'Shabbos. They say that on Shabbos you're allowed to, I guess, fix, adjust the ear if it's drooping a little bit. I guess the internal part of the ear is drooping. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda biyada v'l'basam. They said you could do it with a hand, not with any medicine or potion. You could only b'sam v'l'biyad. Some say no, it's better to do it with potion, not with the hand. My time, why is it better to do it with potion, not with the hand? Mr. Avzarif, you're definitely going to cause a wound if you're doing it with a hand, and it's on Shabbos, so you don't want to be causing a chabura. So here you have a whole bunch of different remedies to cure an ear infection. Clearly, amoxicillin wasn't available, and even nowadays, I don't know if we even use much any medication for ear infections. We just kind of let it pass. But nevertheless, these were some of the very interesting remedies to cure this pain.